From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. On today's program, we continue a series of studies in the Law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, and founder of Let the Bible Speak. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from 1 John chapter 1 and verse 6. Fellowship with Him. When we were united by faith to Christ, we were brought into such complete fellowship with Him that we were made one with Him, and His interests and ours became mutual and identical. We have fellowship with Christ in His love. What He loves, we love. He loves the saints, so do we. He loves sinners, so do we. He loves the poor perishing race of man, and pants to see earth's deserts transformed into the garden of the Lord. So do we. We have fellowship with Him in His desires. He desires the glory of God. We also labor for the same. He desires that the saints may be with Him where He is. We desire to be with Him there too. He desires to drive out sin. Behold, we fight under His banner. He desires that His Father's name may be loved and adored by all His creatures. We pray daily, Let Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. We have fellowship with Christ in His sufferings. We are not nailed to the cross, nor do we die a cruel death. But when He is reproached, we are reproached. And a very sweet thing it is to be blamed for His sake, to be despised for following the Master, to have the world against us. The disciple should not be above his Lord. In measure we commune with Him in His labors, ministering to men by the word of truth and by deeds of love. Our meat and our drink, like His, is to do the will of Him who hath sent us and to finish His work. We have also fellowship with Christ in His joys. We are happy in His happiness. We rejoice in His exaltation. Have you ever tasted that joy, believer? There is no purer, more thrilling delight to be known this side of heaven than that of having Christ's joy fulfilled in us, that our joy may be full. His glory awaits us to complete our fellowship, for His church shall sit with Him upon His throne as His well-beloved bride and queen.
Sacrifice
If your Bible reading is usually in the Authorized or King James Version, you have probably encountered words that are quite unfamiliar. Because the Authorized Version was translated in the 17th century, some of its words are no longer in use, or perhaps have a different meaning now. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a booklet containing many of those archaic terms and their meaning in modern-day speech. In addition, the booklet contains a Bible reading plan that will help you to read the whole Bible through in 2 years, as well as the Psalms and the New Testament twice. To obtain your copy of A Bible Word List free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A Bible Word List, and we'll be happy to provide it. In this series on the Law of God, Dr. Cairns is dealing with each of the Ten Commandments in individual messages. Today he concludes his treatment of the Fifth Commandment, Honor thy father and thy mother. Having explained the duties of both parents and children, Dr. Cairns comes to the promise attached to this commandment. God will give those who obey it length of days. More than that, those days will be blessed with a sense of having done what is right, and there will be no regrets at the end of life. May the Lord help us to find joy in honoring our fathers and mothers. Now, here is Dr. Cairns.
I know we live in the day of the welfare state, and the state provides many things. And I'm not against there being some safety net for those who need it. But I tell you, it can't take away the responsibility of children to their parents. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 4 and 8. If any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and requite their parents, for that's good and acceptable before God. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Can you imagine that? And yet, all across America tonight, there are old people's homes cluttered with people that are no more now than the debris of a broken society. Old men and old women put out to die. Sometimes the family has done its duty when it simply pays enough, the $2,000 or $3,000 a month, to keep them there. Now let me be honest, there are times when an old person cannot be looked after at home. There are times when the physical needs are so great and the level of skill needed to look after them is so high that it cannot be met anywhere but in a hospital situation. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about old people, some of whom I have visited over the years, where they can get up in the morning, they can dress themselves, they can shower, they can eat, they can drink, they can walk about. Their minds are clear. The only thing that's wrong with them is they're old. They're stuck in an institution to die. Honor thy father and thy mother. And it's not just with money. Old people need more than your money. In fact, your money's probably the last thing in the world they need. Old people need you. Sometimes sons and daughters get to the place where they're so busy. The job is so crushing. The bills are flooding in. They're in their rat race of one job, two jobs, three jobs in order to get more and more and more of what the world thinks is necessary. And their parents are going down to the grave, uncared for, unvisited. No matter what is said to the contrary, unloved. Honor thy father and thy mother. Remember that on the cross, in the midst of his agony, the Lord Jesus Christ looked down and he saw Mary. And his concern, we don't know exactly all the reasons why it had to be this way, but his concern was for her welfare. And he handed her over to John the Apostle. He said, "Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother." He forged a relationship. They were relations, but not son and mother. And he handed her over that she would be cared for when he was gone. Honor your parents, especially when they're honorable. But of course, Christ gives us the pattern of dealing with authority even when it's not honorable. Now, that's a very big problem. I have young people come and ask me this. How do you honor a parent who's dishonorable? How do you respect a drunken, brawling, cursing, swearing, immoral parent? How do you honor them? It's not easy. It's not easy. But remember how the Lord Jesus treated the rulers of his day? They were far from honorable. In fact, in many cases they were downright dishonorable and vicious men. And yet, first he acknowledged their position. Second, he obeyed them as far as he could. Third, he spoke honestly and temperately about them. It is always a temptation when someone, especially your parents, do not live up to your expectations that you exaggerate their follies and their failures. The Lord Jesus refused to do that. He spoke honestly and temperately, and through it all he sought their good. Even to such an extent as when he stood before Pontius Pilate, he witnessed to him a good confession. Think of it, there before Pontius Pilate, He expounded the way of truth to them. Even then, he was seeking his good. Remember how Paul the Apostle followed the example of his master when he stood before Felix? That vicious, lecherous, wicked ex-slave, and now a Roman governor. What did he do? He reasoned with him in such a way that Felix trembled under the conviction of the gospel. When he stood before King Agrippa, who was there a wicked, vicious, lecherous, incestuous wretch, he spoke to him about the gospel, so much so that Agrippa said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And finally, even when he stood before Caesar, that wicked Nero, Paul recognized him in his position, and even then honored and submitted himself to him. And if they could do that, if Christ and his apostles could do that with ungodly rulers, how much more should every child, and especially every Christian child, do so to parents, even when they think their parents have not earned much honor? As Christians, don't we glory in grace? What is grace but unearned favor? And if I'm a Christian and my testimony is that I am saved by the unearned favor of my God through Jesus Christ, how can I demand that the only honor I would give to my parents is what they have earned? Remember the words of Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Treat others, and especially your parents, as God has treated you." Here then are the duties of children. God has given us a plain precept. He has given us a perfect pattern. And thank God He has given us a gracious promise that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. Or as Paul says, "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise. The world may not set much stock by honoring parents, but God does. And He blesses. Now let me end on a very simple but very, very practical note. When you young people are rebelling at the decision of your parents, remember you are young. And I can understand how your brain is working. But it seems to you that this is going to ruin your life. Why are my parents doing this to me? This is ruining my life. Can they not see that? I want to tell you, that's the devil's lie. God's promise is, if you want to bless your life, honor your father and your mother. Don't believe the devil's lie that this is going to wreck your life. Obeying the Lord in this will bless your life. It is often pointed out, well, it's not true that if you obey your father and mother that there's a statistical evidence that you're going to live longer. Don't think that's actually what it's saying. Many believe the Old Testament promise was that you're going to live your life to the full in God's provided land. And Paul brings that into the New Testament context. And he is promising that the way to live life to the full is to live it in obedience to God. And when you obey your parents, you know, that doesn't stand alone. Obedience to that command will go along with a lot of other things that make up the pieces of a life that will be full and honorable and honest, industrious and blessed. I want to tell you, it produces much happiness in the short term, and it produces much happiness in the long term. If I can add a note of personal testimony, I had very ordinary parents, but they were godly parents. My dad had had a life of hardship beyond anything I could ever begin to imagine. Sometimes when I thought of his limitations and his failings, and he had them, and then I looked at the life that he had had, I just wondered how God had given him the grace to become the man he became. As I look back on my upbringing, my parents, I can thank God for parents who loved him and who taught me. And I can thank God that by his grace there was a bond of honor. I can go to my parents' gravesides today without regret, without eating my heart out. I wish that we had not wasted years butting heads antagonistically, going our separate ways. I look back with gratitude. And I can tell you, my friend, my young person friend, there's a day coming when you will stand where I am now. If you're wasting the home life that God is giving you, and turning your home into a battlefield, there will come the time when with shame and with bitter tears, you will wish you could do it all again. But let me tell you, there are no reruns in life. This is your only time through. You want a blessed life, honor your father and your mother. And yet we should have a greater concern than a long life. Should we not have the concern for everlasting life? Sooner or later, we're going to die. Those parents will die. You will die. Then what? There's something better, of course, than honoring your parents. There's honoring the Lord. I don't want to go over again what I covered last week. But implicit in this command, honor thy father, is honoring your heavenly Father. And in the light of eternity, in the light of heaven and hell, make sure tonight that you are rightly related to God. I believe that most of the reason why children and young people have trouble with their parents, most of the time the reason is they are not on one side or the other rightly related to God. Honor him. And if you honor the Savior, believe me, you will find it much easier to honor your parents.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, founded by Dr. Alan Cairns. Let the Bible Speak is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, produced in Northern Ireland. The Free Presbyterian Church stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers on the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. For further information about the Free Presbyterian Church, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408. Or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America at www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelsch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.